poor guy. We didn't know you were still on.
All right, we are out of executive session at 9:57. All right, last item on the list is our September retreat. And I know some of that discussion was going to be long-term financial picture, for sure. Someone else had another idea.
I had a couple of ideas, one of which kind of stemmed from that Attorney General webinar I listened to on fiduciary duties. One thing that came out of that was Beth Short, the Assistant Attorney General for the Charitable Foundation section, would love to come to Marysville and do a it's kind of a seminar for all of the booster organizations, the PTOs, to give them something similar to what I sat through, to tell them, you know, what all the different requirements are and what they have to look out for, and, you know, the different kind of forms they would have to fill out. And she's been looking to this venue to try to get into a school district for some time, so she was real excited to get invited possibly to Marysville to give that presentation to all of our boosters and PTOs and, you know, whoever else it would pertain to. And the second part of that, I asked her if it would be possible for them to give a seminar specific to school board members and what their fiduciary duties are. She didn't think they would have the expertise to do that with regard to the education aspect and the elected official aspect. But she ended up calling Jennifer at OSBA.
Economist?
Jessica. Jennifer, I'm sorry. Jessica at OSBA. And we emailed back and forth a little bit, and she said they would be happy to do that, like an hour seminar specifically for us on our fiduciary duties along with the ethics that go along with it. With regard to being a school board member and an elected official, the price would be like $150 for an hour. If we wanted them to come up here, it would be $50 an hour travel time with a max of $200, or we could save money and they could do it as a webinar.
Hmm. How long are these retreats?
Well, I guess that's the other question. We can do an evening retreat or we can do a day-long retreat.
Do you know what Hilliard did? I mean, I thought they did like a weekend thing.
Yeah, he did. Sure. I thought it was like all day Friday and then part of the day Saturday.
I don't remember exactly.
Like a day and a half or a 2-day thing.
Well, we can do whatever you want. I've never done a retreat, I'm open. You've done retreats, have you not?
We've done retreats, and they've usually just been like a Saturday morning.
Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Because, you know, honestly, if we're doing long-term financing, that's about all you can cram it into one sitting, I would think. I mean, you could do more, but you're pretty much going
to
be...
There was one person you had talked about from ODE that you wanted to come talk to us.
Yeah.
That had to do with long-term financing, so I want to make sure I tied this.
Okay.
Yeah. The Department of Finance at ODE can give a presentation on what happens when you go into fiscal watch, caution, and emergency, and what happens in those three areas. So... Roger Harden. I think it's Roger Harden who still does those, but he would be the...
Is this more of a CPE type thing? Or I guess I always pictured the retreat would be a time where we could just sit down and really get a better understanding of our current situation.
No, that's what it is.
Okay.
That's what I assumed it was going to be. I didn't know if that was going to fit into what we were talking about or not.
I mean, when you said long-term financial picture, I pictured us really... Because a lot of times, you know, you put stuff up there and probably... You know, 60%, I don't know, but a lot of it's not, I don't digest it all in one sitting, and it would be nice to...
Clearly, even after our decision last week, was that last week?
2 weeks
ago. Two weeks ago. I mean, we still have to look at that. I mean,
We do.
We still have, I mean, I think when we started this conversation about reductions, we looked at that 2.6 number. I mean, that was our short-term goal.
Right, it was. It was to bridge a gap.
Right. Yeah. But now we got to get there. And so I think the main focus of that meeting is is the long term. What are we going to do moving past that?
Sustainability, long term sustainability, because that's what we talked about, right?
Yeah.
This would give us an opportunity to make some changes so I think part of that is getting understanding what a real picture is, and then
That was my hope for
and then talk about what.
And so I don't know if any of that fits into that or.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, huh? Oh. But that was my that was my goal, my own personal goal. I mean, people can follow along or not. I don't care. That's my goal. So we need a date for that. It's Saturday morning. Is everybody okay with a Saturday morning? Somewhere other than in the. It's got to be somewhere.
January, December, when when life settles down.
September was just the date that the month that was thrown out there. I'd like to do it
probably Saturday morning. What's a Saturday morning?
When's a better day for you?
Oh, I don't know.
No, I was talking to her. No, when's a better time of year for you?
I just hate using my. I travel and I just hate using my weekends to be tied up with more stuff. That's all.
I do too.
Well, do a 2 or 3 hour evening one and go from there.
I'm okay with that too.
Well, I don't know if we would have any problems getting someone from OSBA to do it. But how about the person from ODE?
He usually comes at night. He wouldn't do on Saturday probably.
Oh, well.
More than likely.
Stay working. Yeah. Sounds like we need to do a lot more thought on what exactly we want to accomplish during this retreat. Because I'm afraid if we block this off, we all make the commitment to do it, and then we bring in somebody that, you know, maybe the presentation sounds like it would be useful, but it's nothing more than sitting through a presentation.
Right. Well, again, that's not the, you know, I was just, I brought that up because I know we had talked about it a little bit. I wasn't sure.
Right. No, I understand.
And that may be a good presentation after we figure out what our forecast looks like. You know, if we're forecasting that we're going to be in fiscal emergency, then maybe we ought to.
Right.
You know, talk to that guy and say, hey.
Yeah.
So I think a 2 or 3 hour night sometime in September. Obviously, our Mondays are not.
The goal is away from Marysville, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, that's the whole idea of these retreats, right?
Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to Cleveland.
No. Dave and Buster's.
Yeah. Go play ski ball in between. Yeah, somewhere. I mean, I don't know where the best place is. I mean, obviously for you and I, it's down closer to Columbus.
That works for me.
Yeah. And even somewhere in Dublin. I mean, where did you guys typically do it?
Well, we had it in the boardrooms.
Oh, really? Did you get people showing up?
Mm-hmm. No.
People around here love to show up.
Yeah, I think it's probably something we ought to do out of town, whether it's in Dublin or whatever.
I mean, I could shoot Paul an email and find out what they did, just to at least have a template. So
that's
that we
fine.
Can work
they
on.
Went somewhere, I know.
I know.
But yeah, yeah.
Their finance committee actually went and did a presentation at theirs.
If they have, if they've got ideas on it, I would be okay with that. And September was my idea. If October is a better time of year, I'm okay with October as well.
September's good.
Let's throw a date out.
I'm sorry, what? Everybody want to check their calendars and shoot me what days are good or what days you're traveling. I mean, assume by now I know you already know. You're pretty set, right? Monday would probably work better for you, would it not?
Monday would work better. If we move Mondays.
Oh, look, I got that. Look at my calendar. Hello? Oh.
Do it at the Hofbauer House in Newport. Fresh beer, German food.
That is very tempting. Let's see here.
July.
July. Oops. July. August.
Walk out the back door and into the hall.
1, 2, 3, 4. So our meeting will be the week of the 26th. So how about the 19th? 19th is a Monday. I mean, my calendar is pretty full.
September 19th, right?
Yeah.
Probably easier way for me to get
I
there.
Have a finance subcommittee on my calendar right now, but I'm sure we could go to that.
I'm sure. Speaking of that, do Doug and I need to come back into your next finance committee meeting?
I was going to talk to you about just we should probably.
I think we probably need to get more
yeah,
involved in it.
I agree.
When is the next one?
Monday.
Which Monday?
Next Monday.
I'll be out of town. So Doug, get involved in that one, and I'll catch you at the next one.
Okay.
I'll be out of town. I apologize. I can't.
Oh.
I don't think my wife is going to come home early from vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the finance committee.
She's supposed to be working. Oh, no, she's not.
No, not yet.
So the 19th is what we were talking about?
Yeah. Is everybody okay with the 19th?
Yeah.
Roy, what's your calendar look like?
I don't know. I have to wait until I get to my computer.
Okay. Can you check on that and shoot me an email tomorrow?
I might be able to.
You're a good
I
man.
I won't be at work or anything, but I'll try to fire it up sometime tomorrow during the between the shows of the pigs, I guess. And
oh, you out all week?
Maybe tomorrow evening.
Are you out all week at the fair?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not going to be sending any emails the rest of the week, so.
You on pig duty?
I'm on pig duty.
What time were we talking? I'm sorry.
My grandson.
Well, since everybody's got to get down to
all right.
Wherever, probably 6 or 7, I would think.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah. Either one works for me.
Yeah, they work for me because I get off at like 3:30. They pretty much come home and go back. Yeah, and then we'll figure out a place to get it. I mean, we could probably borrow somebody else's boardroom, for Pete's sake. Probably ask Dublin to borrow theirs.
I was thinking we'd go someplace to hit beer.
Yeah, that worked real well.
Yeah, we're still recording, right?
Yeah.
I was just piggybacking off of John's comments, that's all.
All right, so everybody pencil in the 19th at 6 o'clock. Place to be determined. And currently the goal is to talk about our long-term finance, and if there's some subtopics off of that you'd like to discuss, think about, discuss, send them in. We'll add to the list. We'll just keep that as a live list.
Okay.
Is that all right? Sound okay?
Yeah.
All right. Then at this point, if there's no other business in our other business section, I need a motion to adjourn.
We'll move.
Second. Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Poisoner.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay, we are adjourned.